I am what I read. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am what I read. What sort of things do I incline myself to read? Do I love to read murder mysteries? Do I love to read historical novels? Do I love to read the stories of biographies and autobiographies? Do I love to read the stories of other people's lives, the stories of other people's adventures, the stories other people have written? Or do I love to read what I write myself? I am what I read. Now, what do I read? What sort of things do I put my attention on? What sort of things do I let completely control me, completely overwhelm me, completely take all of my time and all of my attention? What is it that I give my time and attention to? What do I read? Well, being a person that writes and being a person that talks and being a person that reaches out to other people with ideas and thoughts, being a person that is always looking for good in other people, being a person that's always looking at other people to see what is their ideal and what is their dream for themselves, being a person that reads about my ideals and my dreams, what are the things that I put my attention to? Well, if ever I put my attention to any thought that says I am superior to someone else, I'm in trouble. If ever I put my thought to any idea that says I think that I am doing things more nobly, more beautifully, more fantastically than anyone else has ever done, if I think that, then truly I have a problem. I do not have time to read or think about anything other than my highest and my best. I do not have time to read about or think about anything that is going to denigrate myself or another. I don't have time to do that. I only have time to think about ideas that are going to build my life into something more beautiful, more wonderful, more noble. And that sounds sort of glorious. It sounds sort of super efficient to myself. And really, if this could be the goal that we could all have for ourselves, how wonderful our lives are. Because I like to look at the world and I like to make numbers of the people in the world and say, look at all the people on the face of the earth. And then I say, the majority of these people are happy people. The majority of these people are people who are doing things that they're proud of. The majority of these people are people who are thinking thoughts that are noble and uplifting. The majority of these people. And truly, it is the majority of the people. Of the 7 billion people on Earth, how many people have problems? How many people have needs? How many people have circumstances where they feel that they are not good, they are not beautiful, they are not wonderful? And really, if the truth is known, the number is exceedingly small. The number is exceedingly less than the minority, less than the super minority. The number is exceedingly small because, as I am what I read, what is it that the people read themselves? Now they say the best-selling book, the most profoundly printed and published and distributed book in the world is the Bible. Now, if this is true, then that means that the reading habits of people are on religious or uplifting attitudes. And if we were to look at the Bible really has some pretty heavy-duty stuff in it. It has attitudes in it about being true to yourself. It has attitudes in it about having values in life. It has attitudes in it about being an ideal person. Well, that's very good, isn't it? Are you the ideal person? Am I the ideal person? Are we beautiful beings? Are we beings who have set values for ourselves and live them? Just for instance, what do you, or what does a parent teach to their children? Do they teach to their children how to be bad children or how to be good children? Do they teach to their children how to have values or how to not have values? Do they teach to their children how to be good people or bad people? Well, we certainly would like to think that they're teaching them all to have values and to be good people. And now, are the numbers consistent with this idea that parents like to teach their children good things, values, and desirable things in life? So you look at the number of people who are in prisons, the number of people who are in hospitals, the number of people who are in trouble in any way in the world, and you find that number to be exceedingly small. That number is exceedingly small, not because the number is incorrect, but because there truly are a very minimum number of people who want to do bad things in the world. Most people do, well, let's just say the majority or the supermajority of people do not want to hurt themselves. They do not want to do bad things that are going to cause pain and conflict to themselves. Oh, if they see it in others, they tolerate it, but they don't really want it to happen to themselves. They say to themselves, oh, no, that's not for me. That's not where I'm going. And it's not where they're going. Now, what does that mean? That means that the majority of the people on earth are good people. The majority of the people on earth are people who are looking for values in life. The majority of the people on earth are people who are seeking to do good, to be good, to live valued lives, to live lives with virtue, lives with peace, lives with honor, lives with nobility. What are people thought of who are good people? Well, they're thought of being fine and righteous. What are people thought of who are being not good people? Well, they are thought of people who are disobeying the law. They're thought of people who are violating all the values that human beings have for one another. And they want to live a better life whenever they see this happening. No. This is true for everyone. This is true for everyone in all areas of life. Man's inhumanity to man is so rare, fortunately, it is so unusual that it takes precedence in a lot of writing. Because writing about man's humanity to man, it takes special writers to write like that, like poets and artists. It takes people who find joy and peace and love in life to write about man's humanity to man. Would that all the books in the world were discussing man's humanity to man, then there would be no place on earth for man's inhumanity to man. There'd be no place on earth, there'd be no experience in life for man's inhumanity to man. For as man lives by his virtues, as man lives by his values, as man lives as a good, beautiful, supportive, wonderful person, all the world reveres that. Now, you can tell pretty much what your values are by what you choose to read. And if you choose to read good and beautiful things, you can be sure good and beautiful things are what your life is all about. And children who read the funny papers, who read the comic strips, who read harmonious and funny and beautiful things, you can be sure that these people are people who are people who have values. And children who love to read detective stories and stories about illegal activities, those children are going to grow up to be people who are going to have a little difficulty maintaining the values that they hear and the values that they see. When our values are consistent in our reading, and when our reading reveals our values, then we know we're doing everything in the highest and the best way that we can do it. I am what I read. And I can look at what I read every moment of my life. And I can see in what I read who I am, what my values are. Don't judge other people, I say. If I were to judge other people by what they read, I would have to know what it is they read. And I would have to be aware of the depth of what they read. And I would have to read what they read. But since I do not read things that are denigrating to society, I do not know what other people are reading. And I cannot say that they are reading what is right or wrong. But I do know I am what I read. And so I am cautious of everything that I read. When I go to the magazine stand in the airport to have some reading material while I'm on the plane, I look at what's available and I find that it is not my thing. I'm not crazy into sports. I'm not crazy into all these other things that are available. So what I do is I place myself with my music buds and I listen to joyful music and I meditate on joyful things. And I see the plane flying harmoniously and beautifully. I see the pilots surrounded by my pure white light of love. I see everyone in the world surrounded by my pure white light of love. I spend my meditative time, my reading time, in meditation. And I spend my meditation time in reading. And doing this, I feel so uplifted. I feel so fantastic. I feel so full of joy. And when I'm done with my so-called reading, I am feeling very beautiful, very powerful, and very wonderful. Join me in this type of reading, and know with me that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. And I like me. I like me. I like me. I am what I read, and I read beautiful things. Join me. It really is wonderful.